came to win, to fight, to conquer, to thrive. I came to win, to survive, to prosper, to rise.
It's a great day. This is your life strategist, Steve Harris. How's it going? I'm doing pretty okay. If you remember last time, we were talking about something that I was sharing with you called Life is Weak. And it came from the scripture that says, teach me to number my day so that I may apply myself to wisdom. So I was thinking that if life is a week, therefore Monday would be your 0 to 10 years. Your Tuesday would be your season between 11 years to 20. Your Wednesday would be 21 to 30, your Thursday would be 31 to 40, your Friday would be 41 to 50, your Saturday would be 51 to 60, and your Sunday would be 61 to 70. And as far as I'm concerned, anything above 70 years is a public holiday, if you know what I mean. All right, and last time I was sharing with you from your Monday, talking about your 0 to 10, which I termed your season of discovery. Now, just in case you probably didn't get that last podcast, you can look it up on my website, www.iamsteveharris. That's I-A-M-S-T-E-V-E-H-A-R-R-I-S. All right. So last time we were talking about the season of discovery, and we talked about Monday being your season of discovery, where you are supposed to be able to identify what your gifts and your talents are. But unfortunately, most people don't even have an idea what their gifts are. Now, I said the last time that you're 0 to 10, and usually also you're 11 to 20, we are sequestered with our parents, and it's their responsibility. You know, the Bible says, train up a child in the way he should go, or in the way he's created to go, and when he grows up, he will not depart from it. So really, it's our parents' responsibility to help us discover what it was we were created to do. But now, most in general, if you listen to this podcast, that was not the case for you, because you know what I mean? Most of our parents didn't even have a clue what they're supposed to do. So how, you know, you can't give what you don't have. So if they weren't able to determine what they were created to do, it'll be a really tough call for them to be able to identify what we were supposed to do. So most in generally, many of us really don't get to discover ourselves until we're probably in our Wednesday morning, which is usually the age between maybe your early 20s, 20, you know, 20 to 25 or something. That's your early Wednesday morning. In some cases, probably even in your late Wednesdays. And for some people, it's even in their early Thursday. So literally, your 0 to 10, your Monday is the season of discovery, where you begin to discover what it is you're wired and fired for. Now, if you remember last time when I talked about it, I mentioned to you that you are able to discover your gifts pretty much by identifying what your talents are. What's your passion? You know, and I said to you last time that your passion is predicated and predetermined by two things. Number one, your passion, right? What comes to you naturally, what you can do easily. And remember that I said to you, you know, birds don't go to flight school and fish don't take swimming lessons, but they do it with ease. It comes to them naturally. So it's your responsibility to be able to identify what is it that I do naturally, what comes to me with ease. You know what I mean? What is your natural habitat? The same way a fish is wired and fired to swim, it's the same way birds are wired to fly. So you've got to be able to identify, you know what I mean, what it is that you were created for. So identify that. So first and foremost, to identify your purpose, or your to discover your gift, you've got to be able to identify what it is that comes to you naturally and do it. You know, but most in generally, the problem is a lot of us just look at what we do and we say, oh, you know, it's just I can sing, but you know, you can't make money from that. You know, let me help you understand, and let me just quickly clarify. The fact that you identify your gift does not mean you will make money from your gift. I'm going to say that again. That might shock you. The fact that you identify your gift will not guarantee that you will prosper or make money from your gift. It's, you know, it's a totally different kettle of fish. It's one thing to know your gift, but it's another thing to take your gift and trade it or turn it into a product. So there are three levels of development. There is your talent, then there is skill, And then if you can work it enough, you develop your skill into a product and eventually a business. So I'll say that again. There is your talent. Then if you work it hard enough, it becomes a skill. If you can now identify what your skills are, they become products. And your products can then, you know, be pushed into a business. So having a gift does not mean you're going to be prosperous. Don't get it twisted. You got to learn the difference. All right. So then I also mentioned that in helping you identify what your gifts are, you've also got to be able to identify what problem was it that you created to solve. You know what I mean? What is it that drives you crazy? What is it that every time it's done wrongly, you just throw a hissy fit? You know what I mean? You just get upset because you know that you could have done it better, but some Negro just can't get it right. You know, and it just frustrates you. You know what I mean? Something, you know, people have always said to me, oh, you know, Steve Harris, oh, you know, you're a communicator. Oh, you know, oh, my wife always calls me, you know, English teacher or lecturer. But, you know, for me, because every time I'm always very particular about, you know, and I never knew why, you know, I was always very particular about the way words should be pronounced or the way sentences should be used. And, you know, to cut a long story short, today I train organizations, even in communication skills. So that's even weird. So my problem, that the fact that somebody just couldn't take a right word, you know, sentence and use it properly, or somebody said, oh, he's the epitome of excellence. And I'm like, no, it's not epitome, it's the epitome. You know what I mean? And those kind of things just used to frustrate the bejesus out of me. And hey, today I'm making a very good living teaching people communication skills, public speaking skills. So that was a problem that I discovered, and then I was able to turn it into a product and eventually make it out into a business. But I'm not going there today. Moving on. So we're going into the season of Tuesday, all right? And that season is what I call the season of practice. That's your 11 to 20. That's the season of practice. That's the time you, after you've discovered your gift, you've got to begin to work it. You've got to begin to hone it. You've got to begin to, you know, refine it and literally work that gift. Work your butt off. Now you've discovered you can sing. You've got to put in the man hours. You've got to be able to put in the time. You've got to go to rehearsals. You've got to get your diction right. You've got to be able to get your vocalization right. You know, sometimes it's not just enough to be able to have a good voice. You've got to work it. Beyonce came to Nigeria, if you guys remember, several years ago. And she came, I think, for the This Day, you know, Music Awards or something like that. And she came and she sang for 45 minutes, man. She got paid $1 million, man, $1 million just to come and sing. But hey, we paid Beyonce because Beyonce is Beyonce. You know what I mean? She's worked her gift. She became a superstar at the age of 16 in Destiny's Child, for crying out loud. She had discovered her gift. If you're a football buff, you're probably into Cristiano Ronaldo or Lionel Messi. You're probably always arguing about who the better player is. But don't get it twisted. Those guys, they've been getting their act together since they were in the season of discovery. And they've been practicing and practicing and practicing and practicing. And today they're celebrated for what they do. What are you practicing? That's my question to you. What have you been practicing? Time flies, but choose to be the pilot. Did you hear me what I said? I'm going to say it again because it sounded good. Time flies, but you got to choose to be the pilot. So what are you practicing? Now, please let me help you understand that your practice could be active or passive. You're practicing something whether you know it or not. You get me? Whether you know it or not, you're practicing something. So if you go to work late or go to school late, trust me, one day you're going to go to work late. And whatever you practice, you know what they say, becomes perfect. And once it becomes perfect, it becomes permanent. You got to be able to practice. You got to work that gift. You got to give it room for expression, even though nobody's celebrating you. That's the most important part. Even though nobody celebrates you for your gift, you have got to keep working it. You've got to keep practicing. You've got to keep moving and making it happen. They may not be paying you, but you got to work it. David would never have had the right to take on Goliath if he hadn't practiced with the lion and the bear. You know what I mean? He'd practice, you know, shooting. He'd practice hitting things with his catapult from long range. And when a lion came and a bear came, he was able to take him out. He practiced something. What have you been practicing? You know, people tell me, oh, Steve, you know, I love your voice. You're so articulate. You're so this, that, and the other. And hey, yeah, well, yes, I am. And thank you for the compliment. I do agree with you. Who am I to argue? But this is the point. I've worked it. I've practiced. I've honed it. I've worked it. I'm constantly working it. I mean, trust me, you don't want to even know how many times I've recorded this podcast and deleted it. I'm like, no, this is not right. And I got to do it again, and I got to do it again. And I'm constantly practicing. You know, whenever I get the opportunity to speak at organizations or conferences or whatever it is that it may be, I'm constantly judging myself to say, you know, how well did I do? Could I have done it better? And could I have done this better? You know, so I'm constantly practicing. You've got to work your gift. You've got to hone your skill. You know, if you like writing, you know, put some stuff up in Facebook. Put a link on Twitter and let people read it and tell you how good a writer you are, or maybe your story is crappy. You can just keep working at it until you can write a really, really good best-selling book. You got to keep practicing. You will not get there by accident. Trust me. Many of us are saying that, oh God, give me the great opportunity, you know, that I need that will change my life. But let me help you understand something. You cannot practice when the spotlight is on you. You practice in private. But when the spotlight comes on and the director says action, that's not the time you're going to be learning your lines. That is not the time to be learning your lines. That is the time to get it going. When the rubber meets the road, it's time to get it going. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it's all about. You've got to practice. Your Tuesday is the season of practice. Now, I know many of us who are listening to me right now, you know, we're probably maybe in our Wednesdays. And for many of us, we haven't even discovered what our gifts are. And many of us feel that, you know, hey, you know, the time is so far spent. But let me help you understand something. The Bible even says something, that we've got to be able to redeem the time. You know, use the time wisely, because the days are evil. So, hey, it doesn't matter when you discover. You know, I believe there's a saying in Igbo, I don't even know how to speak it, don't even go there. You know, but I believe that there's a parable that says something like, you know, whenever you wake up, then is your morning. You know, so if you're listening to this podcast right now and you're in your 30s or in your 40s, welcome. You've just woken up, and listen, man, we can still make hay while the sun shines. You know what I'm saying? Because the hour comes when no man can work. So you've got to work it out. You've got to get it right now. So many of us, you know, probably have not discovered your gift, and I've shared with you. Go to the website, check out the other podcast on the season of discovery. All right, but now you've got to practice your gift. You've got to work it. You've got to add excellence to it. You've got to add flair to it. You know what I'm saying? It's not English bitter lemon. You know what? I don't get paid to talk because, you know, I'm just one of those guys who open my mouth. My skill is different. You know what I mean? It's particular. I'm particular. I'm eloquent. I'm erudite. You know what I'm saying? Those are good words. You got to look them up. So you've got to be able to just go there and practice, hone your gift until it becomes easy. You're doing it totally at ease. You know, it's not, there's no rehearsal, but you've got to make it, you've got to practice for it to become effortless. You know what I'm saying? You've got to practice so that your gift will become effortless, so that the expression of your gift will become effortless. Even birds, they have to practice when they're babies to fly. You know, how to fly with the current, you know, how to let the wind carry them, how to soar, you know, how to, you know, take off. Those are things they practice, and before you know it, it becomes perfect. Well, hey, check this out. You've ever driven a car? You know, when you're learning how to drive. Driving perhaps can become the most difficult task in the world, just driving, because it's really, really hard when you're learning, you know. But after a while, once you've learned the skills, you know, you're driving on autopilot. You're not even concentrating. You know what I'm saying? Before, when you're a learner, you're holding the steering with two hands. You're sitting upright. You're looking at everything that might hit you. You're swerving. You're sweaty. You know, you're just cautious. You're driving at 2 miles per hour, and everybody can see you. But when you're a pro, you get into the car. You just put it in your map. Oh, I want to move from VI to Ikeja. Have you ever counted the number of potholes? You don't see those things. You just keep on driving. You just keep on going. You know, so that's what it's all about. Your Tuesday is the season of practice. Monday is the season of discovery. All right? So you've got to practice. Now, remember, like I said before, hey, you're practicing something whether you know it or not. So I'm hoping you're practicing the right stuff. All right, so that's what it's all about. You know what I always say, this is your life strategist, Steve Harris, that says to you, it's not what you don't have that limits you. It's what you have, but you don't know how to use. I'm hoping you use it. God bless you, and God bless Nigeria.